So welcome everyone to Heart Shift Radio. This, of course, is your host, Marcy Newman, the Heart Shift Coach, and I have a wonderful guest with us today. I'm really excited to be sharing this space with Annalisa Rose. And Annalisa is from Sydney, Australia, and she has a very interesting topic to talk about tonight, which I'm sure particularly all the women of our audience are really going to enjoy hearing about. So, Annalisa, this is really interesting, and you'll understand why it's so interesting as I tell you a little bit more about how we met. But what Annalisa is all about is actually quite interesting because she is a director of dance. But not just any kind of dance. It's actually for competitive dancing troupes in Sydney. And we're going to hear more about that. But I want you to know also that she's just like you and I, right? She's a mother of three teens. She's been married to the same gorgeous guy for 28 years, she said. And her focus has been on physical education, health, personal development, and energy vitality. And you may have gotten a clue there that that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Annalisa is also the founder of a new summit, a telesummit that all of you, I'm sure, are going to want to register for. And the name of it is Energized to Thrive. And this is a movement that's focused on defying your biological age and thriving in life. So Annalisa, welcome. Welcome to Heart Shift Radio. So excited to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so thrilled to be here.
You know, I'm sure people are going to love listening to your accent the whole night long. It's so much fun. But could you tell us, just to start off with, a little bit more about your personal history involving with dance? So I know that according to your bio, you said that you started out actually in physical ed. So how did it turn to dance, and how has dance become such a huge focus in your life?
What a lovely question. I'd love to talk about that. It goes right back to when I was a very small child, probably 3 or 4. And obviously I showed a lot of interest in dance, and my mum kindly put me in classes. And the passion developed from there, and I had a very strong focus around ballet. And I enjoyed it right through my high school years. And when it came to choosing a career, I didn't feel I was going to become a professional dancer. The rigors of that are enormous, and I really, really love to teach. And back then, I'm 52, and so at that time there was no such thing as a degree in dance in Australia. And so it was recommended to me to go and do a physical education degree, of which was a really funny thing for me to embark on because I didn't do any sport. And so I was completely in the deep end, but the headmistress of our school assured me that it was the best thing I could possibly be doing because there was a very large shortage of dance teachers in the high schools, of which you had to be a physical education teacher to be able to be employed in a high school in Australia at the time to teach dance. So I embarked on a 4-year degree in physical education, having never done any sport.
That is really very funny.
It was so funny, but a third of the curriculum was dance. And so it was all the more funny for my beautiful friends who I studied with, who were all fabulous at physical education. They were top notch in their areas of expertise, and that none of them could dance. So they would all help me with basketball and, you know, football and cricket and, you know, gymnastics, all the different things that we had to do. And I would help them with dance. And so by the time we graduated, I felt you know, really much more confident in all areas of physical education because I had so much help from my buddies. And of course, they felt more supported in dance. And we all went off to find our careers. And I was offered an absolutely amazing job in one of the best girls' schools in Sydney. And I went on to look after what was called the Rock of Stedford. And that was where I would have 120 students under my care to produce a very big show that went on to national television.
Wow.
And yeah, and you know, this was a wonderful experience for me. I worked at school for 10 years and produced some really big shows, and we won nationals and all sorts of things. So it was a very, very exciting time for me. And then I went on to have children. And as my husband's an international airline pilot, I really needed to stop what I was doing and focus on raising the children because someone needed to be there for them. And I loved that role. I love, love, love being a mum. And during that time, I really focused on health and well-being. I have three children and they're each 3 years apart. So I had, you know, a nice period of time where I was really able to focus on health and nutrition and personal development and just being the best I could be. And I learned so much over that time. And I became extremely passionate about energy and vitality and also about aging. I watched a lot of my friends around me age prematurely and suffer from all sorts of aging, you know, areas of their life where I felt they were struggling, and why should they be struggling? They're not old. But as we were aging, I just noticed that they were being afflicted by certain conditions, and it became of great interest to me to find out how we could actually defy our biological age. And I have found so many areas of interest to me, but also I suddenly realized people were coming to me all the time and asking me, you know, what do you do? How do you do this? And, you know, I just started to feed everybody all this information, and I thought, why don't I put it all together into a fabulous summit where people can learn all this information that I've been gathering together for the past 20 years, really.
Well, that's fantastic, and I'm sure that there are so many people who are really anxious to get all of that information. But I have a couple of questions for you because, you know, aging, of course, is a big, big topic, and obviously everywhere around the world. And there is so much scientific research and interest that's brewing in this particular area. And given the fact that you have been researching and really living what we say, you know, sort of walking your talk all these years, tell me, what do you think is the number one reason for premature aging?
This will surprise you. I think, well, actually, it won't surprise you. It might surprise some of the listeners. But my stress would definitely be probably the number one reason why people age. But I think the reason people are so stressed is because a lot of people have lost their passion for life and they're not focused on what they truly love. And, you know, you could take all the vitamins, you could take, you know, have the best nutrition, you could do all these wonderful, wonderful tools that I know of that will definitely help support you and support you in lowering your stress levels. The number one reason I really feel is if you don't have a very strong passion, a reason to jump out of bed in the morning and give you, you know, the get up and go to really love your life and like have that fire in your heart, that to me is what is ageless. And when I see people in that state, it's a state of absolute resilience where they will push themselves regardless of the pain they inflict on their body or the sleeplessness that happens through, you know, pursuing a goal with everything they have. But the light that comes out of them is just extremely ageless. And if you are passionate, if you're deeply passionate about a cause or something, it really ignites an agelessness in somebody.
How do you think it does that?
I think it's through spirit. I think it's that beautiful, magical connection.
Now you're talking my language.
It's this magical connection that I honestly believe, you know, we don't lend enough faith to, and our brains get in the way because of fear. And so we then take a step back and analyze it all, and then usually make the decision that it's too hard and none of it makes sense and it's not realistic. So we don't pursue our dream. And if we were to remain focused, and from what I've noticed and researched, and I see it over and over again, is if we remain focused on exactly what we want, then the obstacles disappear. But the obstacles show up if you're looking for them. If you're looking for reasons why you can't do something, there they all are in front of you. But if you are 100% focused on that end result, then that's what ignites an agelessness in people. And then, of course, we love to support that with all the wonderful tools that go with bringing the stress down and being able to pursue your passion.
So what do you think is the reason that someone wouldn't pursue their passion?
Oh, usually everybody has a good 10 reasons why not. I don't have enough money. I've got to look after my kids. My husband won't let me. I don't have time. It's all those stressy, you know, blah, blah, blah things, which are very real. You know, they're real. And that's what's hard for us, is to discern between what's real, what we see, what we feel, and what we're experiencing, to what we truly desire. So if you tried this, if you really focus on a problem, and the problem is, you know, if you think about something right now that's troubling you in your life, let's just say you don't have enough money to pay your credit card. So that could be quite concerning, and it's real, and there's a good reason to be concerned. But if you focused on what you would really love to do, watch how that shifts your whole energy. And if you just only focus on that, like, I will find a way, I will make sure that I do whatever it takes to ensure that I get to that point, all of a sudden, that whole story about the credit card's gone. There's no focus there anymore. So we can either live in the focus of the problem, or we can live in the focus of the desire. And if we live in the focus of the desire, then your whole energy shifts, everything moves, and that beautiful, serene feeling of possibility comes over you.
So what I think I'm hearing you say then is that if a person is focused primarily on all the reasons why they cannot make a change in their lives, are you saying that it's possible that they actually are blocking themselves from even realizing what their passion might be?
Yes, absolutely. People have a very good reason why they focus on these things, because it feels like their reality, but you can create a new reality purely by shifting your focus. Even though it doesn't feel real, it's about having faith in the magic, that magic of spirit, the magic of why we're even here. You know, the magic of why you see a tree growing out of a rock. You know, there is so much magic all around us that if we opened our eyes up and had a look around, we would see miracles everywhere. But instead, we focus on the problem.
So what you're saying then is that regardless of what that direction may be, that, as you said, even like a tree that grows out of a rock, that the energy will be there for fulfillment, for actually achieving the goal that you've set out for yourself, regardless. Is that what you said?
Yes, as long as you remain focused on it. So, for instance, rather than picking 10 New Year's resolutions, pick one. just one and focus on one. And then watch the magic unfold. And I'm talking about 100% focus. Every day think about it. Every day write it down. Every day think about it when you wake up. Think about it when you go to sleep. And watch how that smile comes over your face, because it's a nice thing to think about as long as you're not thinking about the lack of it. So as long as you're taking action steps towards it, so all you do is focus on it 100% and take a step towards it each day, whatever that is.
Mm. I know that you primarily focus your work on working with women. Why do you think that so often women have difficulty in connecting with their passion, you know, finding their purpose in the world?
Oh, that's such a beautiful question. It's because we love to care about everybody else and to give and to nurture. And we have 10 reasons why we couldn't possibly pursue our passions, you know, being a mom and, you know, or following your career or, you know, looking after the house or looking, you know, looking out for your partner or, you know, we can give, you know, 10 excuses a day as to why we wouldn't do things because we're not. It's probably not so much in our makeup to be so tunnel visioned and focused as it would be for a man. And so that's why there are just so many wonderful tools out there, you know, from wonderful nutrition and, you know, grounding and so many useful tools that you can use that can like bring us back into balance that will make such a difference to how we function and how we get around that multitasking that women just so love to do.
How do you do it? I mean, how do you help a woman to discover what her passion is?
Ah, another great question, Marcy. The most important thing is to be able to let go of the excuses. So if we let go of, you know, reason 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, because we will always come up with the reasons why we can't do something. And we just purely focus on that little sparkle inside. Like, what would you do if you didn't have all these responsibilities? Everybody has something in their mind of what they would absolutely love to do, but then it's always pushed down to the bottom because, you know, it's too hard, it's too expensive, it takes too much time. But then, you know, if you think about how many summers you have left in your life, and, you know, really none of us know how long we really have in our life left, regardless of how many years we hope to live, we just don't know. And it's really, really important that we focus on that little sparkle, that little magical light inside us that lights us up and makes us smile, because at the end of the day, all we all want to be is happy. And so if we focus on what makes us happy and let go of the excuses, stop, you know, focusing on that, because we'll always have them, then that's how I find the best way to get a woman to focus and find her passion, is to let go of the rest of the stuff and really start to just sit and think about what would you do. It's usually if you go back to when you were a child and what you loved. Like for me, it was ballet, horses, you know, dancing, just being, you know, free. And I think we can all go back into our childhood and find things that lit us up. And then you move into your adulthood and you think, okay, at this point in my life, what would really light me up right now? Well, for me, you know, I would absolutely love to take a trip to the Maldives. It's something that's always been on my list of things I would love to do. And so I am really focused on that.
Ah, that sounds like a very good thing to focus on.
Well, yeah, because when I do think about it, there is part of me that thinks, oh, it's too hard, it's too much money, how on earth would I, you know, pull that one off? But then when I just think about it and I think about lying in that, you know, beautiful turquoise water and it's so warm, you know, it makes me smile and makes me happy. And that's the magic. That's what you focus on. You only focus on what you want.
And so what you're saying is that this ability to focus, this ability to really discern what a woman's passion is, is also what will defy her aging?
Yes, yes, because, you know, then you're happy and you're smiling and you're thinking about, you know, what you can do. So for me, this trip's very much about giving my family a holiday. And that makes me really happy because I'm giving. And this is another really important aspect is it's in the give that more often than not, it lights people up and creates even more passion. So the thought of being able to do something really nice for someone else and, you know, helping their dreams come alive, that really helps women in general because we love to give and we love to nurture.
So I see. So what you're saying then is that let's say that there is a woman who has lost her passion for life.
Yes.
And she obviously will exhibit fear and a lot of stress, feeling disconnected from life. And so what you're saying then is that if you can bring her to this place of recognizing that whatever she does do is still going to be in service to others, that it makes an easier adjustment into that new life.
Yes, because it's so much easier to give to others and you feel good when you do it, you know, and it's just an easy transition to starting to see outside of yourself and outside of your problems.
I think that's such a beautiful way to express it because I believe you. I believe that, you know, for a lot of women that it's pretty scary to think about launching themselves, you know, into the world in a different way, particularly if the programming has been very deep that they are here to take care of others. But I think that's really beautiful, Annalisa, to reframe it into a new understanding that it's not selfish at all. In fact, it's very much in service for each and every woman to be in her passion, to be purposeful with her life. And I imagine that you've helped a lot of women.
Oh, yes. And, you know, it makes me so happy when I feel their joy because they know that if you're being the light in your family, if you're being a light, you're not bogged down with worries and bills and busyness, then you're being a great example to people around you. You calm the energy in your home. You are able then to go forth and spread your love and your light. And what a better gift can you give to the world? And it really starts at home. And if you can do that at home, then the trickle effect is stunning. You know, this if you think of, you know, the ripple effect that goes out into the world when you leave home in a calm way and you feel your heart is, you know, overflowing with gratitude for what you have, whatever that is. And then you go out and you smile at the, you know, someone else on the street who might be having a terrible, terrible day, but that energy exchange really helped that person. Or it could happen anywhere, you know, filling your car with, you know, petrol or going to the supermarket, you know, even just being in your office or wherever you are, just making sure that you are the light first. And then if you're in a calm space, you are causing a beautiful ripple effect that goes out. Not only that, not only are you giving out to the world, but you are doing yourself an enormous service when it comes to aging. You are just going to be radiant, you know, the glow that comes from inside. That's where we're beautiful, is that beautiful light that comes from inside. It's you know, you can put all the makeup on that you like and you can dress in the most beautiful clothes, but if you do not feel beautiful inside, then it's very hard to radiate that beauty outwards. So it's a matter of doing that work on yourself, that personal development, that finding that happy place.
I know that light can be very compelling. So is this pretty much the vision that you have for your summit, Energized to Thrive. Is this what you're looking to deliver to people? Tell us about that.
Okay, so with Energized to Thrive, it's a wonderful collection of 22 experts that I have drawn together from all sorts of backgrounds. I've got raw food chefs. I've got a wonderful lady thriving in business. I've got motivational speakers on productivity and life purpose, law of attraction. There's processes for radical change. And then, of course, I've got grounding, which is just the most phenomenal untapped resource that so many people are just completely unaware of, that is an enormous support to us for helping our energy become a foundation for what we work off. So instead of waking up and just feeling busy from the get-go, we're able to actually function from a place of stability and a foundation for our energy. So there's goodness, I've got fitness experts, yoga experts. You know, there are so many areas and so many tools that we can draw upon to feel a solid foundation to move forward towards our passion, which then helps us feel like we're living a really full life. And it's those foundations that you really do need to support you. And bit by bit, by using a lot of these tools, you get to that place where you can feel your passion.
And I think that that's really, you know, key to the success of all of this. And that is that these tools are for actively using. It's not just something that we listen to and we think about, but it's taking the action to use the tools that's so empowering. So I really am encouraging everyone listening to make certain that when you are provided with information, particularly on the level that is going to be shared in the Energize to Thrive Summit here with Annalisa, that you take it to heart and understand that every single expert who comes together, that you've drawn together, is there to provide another piece to that puzzle. And the puzzle is how we become whole, right? It's something different for each of us. So I highly encourage everyone to listen to all of the experts, because the language of your heart comes from many different opportunities. And there will be something that will speak to you. And so we're going to, of course, include the link for everyone to register for this wonderful summit. But aside from that, Annalisa, how can people find you individually?
Well, straight through the summit. If they come through to www.energizedtothrive.com, you'll get a link there and you'll come straight through to my email, and I am more than happy to answer anybody's questions. You'll get an email sent straight to you once you register, and you'll see my email address on there, and I'm more than happy to contact you in regard to any questions you may have.
That's really wonderful to make yourself so accessible to people. And I'm sure that you will get plenty of questions, because when we become inspired, that creativity just starts to flow through us, and we have a zillion questions that we want answered. So I think that's fantastic. Anything?
Well, it's my pleasure.
Yeah. Is there anything that you would love to leave with our audience? Any words of wisdom or motivation, or what could you share?
I would love to. I think the most important thing that I would love to share with everybody is that there are only two things that you need to do. You need to think about what it is that you truly want to live out the rest of your days of your life. What is it that you truly want? And then every day to take one step towards that.
That is powerful. One step at a time. Fantastic. Yeah. I can't thank you enough. This has been such a wonderful opportunity to have you here with us and for all of your wisdom. And I particularly am very appreciative of your perspective in as much as the empowerment that each and every one of us seeks is really a very, it's very attainable. And what you have shared with us today, I think, proves that. So thank you so much for being here.
My absolute pleasure, Marcy. I think the most important thing in life is to keep things really simple. And if we keep them really simple, then we can actually be more aware and have more time to really open our eyes to the magic of the world we live in. There's so much beauty and magic out there, and I think we're all a bit closed off from it. And so when I said those last two points, I really mean it. They're very simple. All you need to do is focus on one thing that you love and take one action step towards it every day. Keep it simple.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. So everyone, please click on that link and register for this wonderful summit. And that's the end of our podcast for today. But I do hope that you are really feeling the expansiveness of everything that Annalisa Rose has shared with us today, and that your curiosity will take you deep within your heart. And so, of course, I remain your Heart Shift coach, sending you lots of hugs and heart shifts until next time that we're together. Bye-bye.